The Society of St. Vincent de Paul says it's currently receiving an average of 800 requests for help every day. The charity recorded 168,000 requests for help until the end of last month, a 19% increase on the same period last year. St. Vincent de Paul is launching its annual appeal today, and its national president, Rose McGowan, joins us on the line. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Brian.
800 requests a day, is that well ahead of anything you would have experienced, certainly in recent years?
Yes, in recent years it is. And as you said there in your introduction, 19% increase to the end of October, and we're heading into the two busiest months of the year. These are always the two busiest months. People get energy bills and Christmas on top of that. And just the cost of living at the moment, we've had more and more calls. Now we're lucky; our members are able to visit the people, and we're, you know, looking after people, and that's what we do.
And the people who are turning to you, what help are they looking for? What are the stories behind those requests?
Okay, the three main things are food, energy, and housing. And obviously then when you get to the person and you visit them and listen to them, there can be other issues like clothes and things like that. But the main issues are food and energy. The energy bills are rocketing, as we all know. And housing, the rents, they're just finding it so hard to pay rent. And if you're on either a low income or you're on a social welfare payment, it doesn't stretch to all of that. And I suppose for us, the fact that people are phoning in and asking for help with food, you know, like in Ireland in 2022, where people haven't enough to eat and where people are going to food banks, you know, for me personally, you know, I think that's so, where's the dignity in that, like, you know?
And is that, Rose,
people should have enough to eat.
Is that, Rose, because people are having to make a decision between putting food on the table, turning the heating on, or paying the rent?
Yeah, absolutely. And what happens is, if you're on a low income or on a social welfare rate, you don't have that choice. So you're trying to juggle. So you'll say this week, well, I better pay something off the rent because that'll, you know, keep me in a home. And then next week you'll say, oh God, I better pay something off the energy bill before I'm disconnected. And while I understand at the moment there's a moratorium on disconnections, you still use it. You mightn't be disconnected now, but you will be disconnected in the new year when the moratorium is lifted. So they pay something. And then I just find with parents, like parents obviously want to look after their children, so, you know, they feed them first and, you know, they suffer themselves. And, you know, we can say they're the three top things that people phone in. And that's when we ask how, when the people on the phones ask what's wrong. That's what they say. But when you get to the houses, there's other things. And if you think of the stress of that, for us, we see huge health issues, like people are stressed, people are suffering with depression. Like, I was in a house myself here a few weeks ago, and, you know, the call was about energy. And when I got there, she was saying, thank God there's a breakfast club in the school, because the children, I wouldn't have enough every morning to feed them going out to school. So you can see, you know, what will happen. There's learning. If you don't have a breakfast, like, you know, how do you learn in school? But she just said to me, I hate getting up in the morning. So that's a form of depression, like, and, you know, it's really hard to be listening to that and to feel that somebody goes to bed and has to get up tomorrow and they're worrying about what they went to bed worrying about.
And presumably, Rose, those hardest hit are people who are on fixed incomes, pensioners, people who depend on social welfare payments.
Absolutely. And low paid employment. We have a lot of people on low paid employment as well. But as you say, yeah, it's on fixed income, it's single parents, it's those on disabilities, it's carers, it's a range of people. And as I say, people that are working on low incomes, because they're paying astronomical rents and the energy bills are coming in, like, you know, on top of them. So, life is difficult. And now we have Christmas coming, you know.
So Vincent de Paul, in very many and most situations, can offer some help. But maybe, you know, people are going to be facing this perhaps throughout the winter. So the appeals for requests for help, you don't anticipate they're going to decline at all?
Oh, not at all. And I would see that while people will come now for the next 2 months, because particularly parents will be stressed about Christmas, This is going to go on into the new year. And while we do welcome all the payments that have come after the budget, we welcome that. But that's only, it's plugging a gap now. But the, remember, before those payments came, everything had increased anyhow. So people had arrears already. So that may be helping towards that. But they're still using energy, they're still having to buy food, they're still paying rent. So this is going to continue, and we're worried about the new year, you know, and what will happen during the winter and into the new year.
Rose McGowan, National President of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, thanks for talking to us. After the break, we'll be taking a closer look at what's been happening in those US midterm elections and the rebuff for former President Donald Trump.